This is a download from BBC Radio 3 as part of our programmes of music and culture to mark the centenary of World War I. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. To the contemporary Viennese in early 1914, the music of Arnold Schoenberg and Anton Webern was the actual sound of a society in decay. Webern's Three Little Pieces for Cello, Opus 11, composed in 1914, are made from the sounds of alienation, atomized gestures and fragments of a previously familiar musical world. The city seethed the previous year with artistic and political foment. An assassination, the socialist Franz Schumacher, was murdered after paying the city's customs at the Northwest Terminal Rail Station, and there was a riot at a concert organised by Webern's teacher, Schoenberg. Schoenberg had briefly been the toast of the town with the premiere of his hyper-romantic Guru Lieder at the Musikverein in February 1914, but when he later conducted his first chamber symphony, Songs by another pupil of his, Alban Berg, and the seismically explosive and expressionistic six orchestral pieces by Webern, actual fights, broke out in the audience. So what did they hear? Not just sound being taken to an extreme of quietness, loudness, violence, dissonance, and hyper-condensed poetry, but politics too. Nihilism, anarchists were the shouts from the audience, and there was even a psychological diagnosis from a doctor who'd attended the concert. This music was so nerve-wracking and therefore so harmful to the nervous system that many present showed obvious signs of severe neurosis. And Webern's brevity is something that's still shocking today. The three pieces for cello, Opus 11, contain just 2 minutes of music. And yet, the radicalism of this music isn't about what isn't there. Conventional tonal harmonies, formal structures, familiar cadences, you won't hear any of that. But it's about what is. Some Viennese might have heard Webern's music as a morbid image of society in ruin. But in fact, this music would prove to be about renewal, novelty, and new possibilities. These are shards from another world, these three pieces. Fragments of a means of expression that's already on the other side of music, of society, on the brink. Thank you for downloading this podcast from BBC Radio 3. We'll be adding more programmes marking the centenary of the First World War over the course of the year. For more information, please visit our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3.